I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. There are no championships on the line, but possession of the Governor's Cup hangs in the balance when Kentucky hosts Louisville in the regular season finale tomorrow in Kroger Field. The Wildcats are 6-5 and clinched a bowl appearance last Saturday. The Cards are 7-4 on the year. This year's pitched battle is taking place during a week where the UK men's basketball team appears to have found its mojo. They get back to the hardwood later tonight. So joining me again for the UK Sports Report is LEX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer. Hello again, Keith.
How are you, Alan?
I'm quite well and certainly full of plenty of turkey and all the trimmings and all of that stuff. So let's talk first about the UK Louisville battle for the Governor's Cup tomorrow at Kroger Field. Who do you like in this contest?
Well, you know what? This has certainly changed, hasn't it, from how we viewed it at the start of the year. We just thought, Kentucky, that's one of those ones Kentucky can circle on the calendar. They're going to win that one. Now, all of a sudden, we're like, maybe Louisville's got a chance at coming in here and winning this game. I still lean towards Kentucky because I just think when you look at these two defenses, Louisville gives up a ton of points. Now, they've won some big games, like last week against Syracuse. It was like 56-34. So, you know, they scored a lot too, but they're giving up a lot of points. And I really think Kentucky's defense has been something that's been the surprise of the year, and it's been their staple, and they're holding teams to low scores. So I really think that's where we're going to look at this game and say this is where it's won, is on the defensive side.
Well, we all know that Kentucky has some playmakers. What about Louisville's playmakers?
Yeah, they've actually got a couple of them. You got Javon Hawkins, who is a running back. He's rushed for over 1,200 yards. I mean, he's just been a special addition for them. 7 touchdowns on the ground. And then you were talking about another guy that maybe puts a little fear into the defensive side of the football for Kentucky, and that's Tutu Atwell. He's their wide receiver that's caught over 1,000 yards, and you'll have to forgive me. I saw the stat the other day, but it's been a lot of years. Let's just put it that way. I can't remember the exact number, but I want to say it was maybe even more than 10 years since they've had a 1,000-yard receiver. So he's got 11 touchdowns on the year, has a long of 90 on one of those touchdowns. So he's going to be a guy that Kentucky's going to have to know where he is on the field, where he's lining up, and be prepared. Coach Stoops says he's also got a lot of elite speed, so look out for him to try and hit the deep play.
It looks like Louisville has settled on its quarterback as well.
Yeah, Mikael Cunningham, like you said, settled because unlike Kentucky where they had all the injuries, Louisville just tried to figure out who's the best guy to go with, and they went with several guys, including Juwan Pass, and then they ended up settling on Mikael Cunningham, and he's done quite well. He's got over 1,700 yards, 19 touchdowns. He is, really seeing the field lately, especially much better than he was earlier in the year. So I think you got to, be prepared for him to also break out and run the ball, and that's what makes them difficult to stop. But, Coach Stoops said that the one thing about that offense is, they've had a lot of explosive plays this season, and that's something that Kentucky kind of prides itself on, wanting to have those long plays, as they call them, for scores, or even just to get you into scoring position, and Louisville has definitely done that this season.
All right, on the offensive side of the ball for Kentucky, Lynn Bowden and that great offensive line, they could control the clock and win the game this way as well.
Oh, for sure, and what a great warm-up. A lot of people might have looked at that UT Martin game and thought, not good to watch. We're playing a team that's in a lower division. But I really thought it was good for Kentucky because they were able to try some new things to get Lynn comfortable, to get some other players comfortable in what they were doing, and put them in position to do some different things. And so, and I think they've also tried to expand what they're doing on the offensive side of the football, whereas, when Lynn first started, it was just a few plays that they really knew and they were trying to perfect. So now they're trying to give him a little more and make it a little more difficult on the defense to stop him.
Yeah, in fact, he didn't carry the ball until the second quarter.
Yeah. I think they're really trying to settle him into a passing game and get him comfortable in the pocket because, going up against Louisville, going up against whoever they will play in a bowl game, he's certainly going to have to do a little bit more of that. And not just rely on being a one-dimensional team, as we've talked about before, and just running the ball and seeing him break out of the pocket and run with it.
Any danger that either club comes out flat because, you know, both have wrapped up bowl appearances for this year?
I don't think so. No, you're talking about a rivalry game, and it's already started with Lynn Bowden saying, you know, he's not going to say the Louisville name. And, you know, we've seen some pictures going up and everything. I think Louisville, after the way they performed last year in that game and how poorly they looked, and how great they've turned things around this year under Satterfield, I think they're ready to prove that that was a fluke and that they can take down the rival and win the cup back.
And home field advantage is really not in this series.
No, it really isn't. It's been strange to see, you know, the teams come in and win on each other's field, even Kentucky going in when Lamar Jackson was at Louisville and winning there. So, I mean, you know, it doesn't matter – you know, how many great players there have been in the game, how many, you know, wins teams have had. It just seems like, and where it's played, like you said, it's a true rivalry game. And that's why it's kind of hard to predict what might happen on Saturday. Exactly. I mean, you've got in your mind what you think may happen, but, you know, quite often we're a little bit surprised.
All right. Can we coax a prediction in terms of a score for this game?
Well, again, I thought that both defenses, that's what we're going to be watching this week. And I, again, I think Louisville just gives up so many points that if Kentucky's able to keep pushing them around and getting some points on them, and I think Kentucky's going to hold it a little bit lower. I'm going to put it at a 35-20 win for Kentucky.
All right. In the time that we have left, let's talk about the performance of the UK men's basketball team. Currently still a top 10 team. After that shocking loss to Evansville, they've reeled off a couple of impressive wins. They've got UAB coming in tonight into Rupp Arena. What's going on with this team?
You know, I think it's looking a whole lot better, and especially in the last game against Lamar. I just thought that they were finally at full strength. You know, you finally saw Quickly and Montgomery was back. And everybody was in their full strength, and they were ready to play. And I thought they looked like a much better team. They looked like one that was ready to come out and take care of business. I think it's just going to take maybe another game or two to get them back totally in the flow, because you got to remember, you know, where people like to shoot the ball from. You got to remember, you know, getting them all in the flow of the game. I still say, though, that we're not going to see this team really make its improvement drastically until they get to Camp Cal, which happens right around, you know, that Christmas break when he can work with them a little bit longer.
All right. Well, that is all the time that we have today on the UK Sports Report. Our guest has been LAX 18 sports anchor Keith Farmer, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Have a great weekend, Keith.
All right. You too, Alan.